Hello and welcome, Banter on the Rocks listeners. You can find every one of our weekly episodes on Apple Podcast and YouTube. Grab your favorite drink and enjoy the show.
Everybody, welcome to we call this episode 4.5 of Banter on the Rocks. We wanted to do a little NFL episode. As you can see, end of Monday night, we have some Sunday night football, and Tim has a lot to get out today. So we're gonna do, go over a few game things. We're gonna let Tim vent a bit as well. But for all I really want to say is whose house? Rams house. Right, Tim?
God, you would do that to me. Unbelievable. Yesterday, John messages me. He's like, "Hey, I'm gonna wear my Rams hat." I'm like, out of nowhere, this guy's just got a Rams hat to put on. Again, pretty cool logo, I'm not gonna lie. And that's a sick hat. But God, timing impeccable.
It was. I think
Unbelievable.
it was meant to be. I got this like a year ago, but supporting the LA team, I didn't know I was gonna have to use it like this against you, Tim, but hey, it works out.
No kidding. You're just waiting for this day, I swear.
I was. But we'll let you do a little venting session, Tim. What do you want to vent
Pretty much everything.
about?
A couple people, I'll start off positive. Start off positive, collect my thoughts here. Brock Purdy, great game. Juwan Jennings, great game. Like, who should we have paid this offseason? Seems like Jennings. That performance was incredible. Stepped up huge, three touchdowns. I mean, he really carried the load with the wide receiver core. I'll just throw a name out there. Ayuk, where are you?
Where?
What's going on? We our receiver core was down. Ayuk was we were hoping he was going to step up this game. Really didn't. Didn't see much of him. I think he had what, four catches on the day, like 50 yards, 40 yards, something like that. It was really brutal. And luckily Juwan really stepped up. And it's just right when we need it. He's always so clutch for us, but the whole game he was clutch. And that was super sick to see. That's a pretty short list of good. Now for all the bad. Just found out more news, like salt on the wound today. Hargrave looking like he's going to be out for the season, triceps injury. Absolutely brutal because he was having a fantastic game early on. And then obviously caught that injury, at some point in the game and kind of tapered off after that. And, I guess we'll dive into Moody. Oh my God.
I don't think you've been a fan of Moody since you guys drafted him. I think at first you were like optimistic that he was going to be a great kicker, and then was it last year that he was already disappointing you?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think some of it's probably a little bit unfair to him, not gonna lie, but we spent a third round draft pick on him. Like you just have to perform. That's where you were picked. Obviously you were great in college, but man, like he's been lights out so far this year too, but 55 yarder, he has plenty of leg for it. We really needed it there. It's definitely not all on him, though. I will say that. I just think that maybe he was just that last, I don't know, cherry on top, I guess we'll put it. And, the coaching is what really got us there. We talked about it before. Kyle finds a way to scheme him way his way out of games, and brutal. I mean, I have a laundry list of mock names to go through here. We kind of prefaced that yesterday, John, where
We did.
he met up with Rick Ross earlier this offseason, and he was holding up a book called Boss Up. And I was just reeling him off my head. I mean, straight off the dome, I think I came up with about 10 maybe in about 5 minutes because I was just feeling it yesterday. I'm still pretty pissed. As soon as you're ready, John, we can dive into those.
Go into those books.
Perfect.
They're best sellers, so look out for them because they will be out of Barnes and Noble near you.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the preface, it's called Boss Up. was the name of the book he's holding with a picture with Rick Ross. So
Yeah.
here's my spin-off on it of books that I feel like Kyle would have a name in. Number one, straight off the head, Loss Up.
Loss up.
Just straight up, just Loss Up. Next one, How I Keep Losing. This one could be career, you know, just how he keeps doing it. 28-3, Hold My Beer. Goes on to lose a couple more Super Bowls and his way out of a couple more. Next one, How I Lose Super Bowls After Leading. Spent three total. I know he wasn't the head coach of one, but you know, you can do it
So,
pretty good. Next one, Need a Loss? Buy my fucking book. It's next one. One after that. How to Lose a Lead in 10 Days. You know, just he can do it. No Lead is Big Enough by Kyle Shanahan.
yeah,
It's another one. Choke Up. I think that was
choke up.
courtesy of you, John.
Yeah, I
Yep.
think I
Great
shared that one
choice.
yesterday. Choke up.
Love it. Next one. Toss up. Who knows who's gonna win? You know? Just after after halftime, third quarter, we don't know.
It was a toss up.
Also we haven't you know, same title. Toss up by Jake Moody, because you know he kicks it. We
Oh
don't know if it's
man.
going in or not sometimes.
Yeah.
So after that, I came up with lose up and the U dot P. So lose under pressure is what that
Okay.
abbreviation's for.
Yeah, that's a
Yep,
good
yep.
one.
You know, I throw a little extra in there. And to wrap it all up, this is courtesy of our guest later on tonight, Esteban. This is for you, buddy. Choking Hazard by Kyle Shanny.
That's such a good
So,
one. Oh man.
yeah, we came up with some real force behind these. Because I know it's early in the season. I know this is going to seem like an overreaction, but it's been years of it, and it's not getting any better. And now that we have more injuries, Hargrave is now another one. Debo's not coming back yet. Ayuk is underperforming. You know, it's just accumulation of things. CMC. I don't know if this is factual or not, but I read a TikTok today or
Oh yeah,
viewed a TikTok today. It says he might be going to Germany for some stem cell stuff.
I saw that. I'm like,
Okay.
that doesn't sound good if he needs to go to Germany to help heal up for the season,
Yeah, I'll fly to Germany with him, you know, and chop my leg off, take mine for just a little bit, and then we can put it back together later this offseason. How about it, CMC? You know, it's just outrageous. And, you know, hopefully everybody else can stay healthy and we can, I don't know, eventually get there. On another promising note, though, Hufanga came back. That was really cool to see him out there. Fred, we had an injury scare. That was not good. Not a fun moment, but he came back in. So that's great. But yeah, I don't know, just brutal. And then to see, you know, all these Rams videos, John is just wheeling and dealing straight into my inbox, and I
it's
can't blame
fun.
him.
It fired you up.
Yeah. Oh, it did. Absolutely. You know, and I almost feel more fired up than I did yesterday. Yesterday I was really pissed, but today maybe even more. Just with the injury woes, and it's like, dude, this was God, I'm not going to go there, actually. I would sound like a Cowboy fan. I can't do it. But it felt promising this year. I'll put it there that, you know, we had all of our ducks in a row. Everything was going to go good. You know, we came together at the end of training camp with the signings of Trent and Ayuk, and here we go. You know, but man, I don't know. The Patriots game can't come at a better time. I will say that. You know, hopefully that's a decent dub for us and we get out to an early lead. But good God, imagine if we blow that one too. I mean,
If you guys blow that one, I don't know. It's panic mode, and I will say, like you mentioned, you're not trying to be the Cowboys, but out of all the teams, the Niners looked like the most solid team preseason. But I don't know what happened after the end of the preseason, because that's when all the injuries started happening. All it was just a downfall of CMC, Debo. And now this week and losing those games that should have been wins, like the Rams, they were depleted as well. So not being able to beat them, it's somewhat concerning, I think, for Niner fans. I'm not a Niner fan, so I really not gonna say I care much because I don't. My team, I would say my Ravens, we almost got a little bit of a scare, just like you. We were up by half by a lot, and Dak almost came back, but Dak did what Dak does. So, the Cowboys do what the Cowboys do and not win. So I'm glad we came away with a W, because or else we would have been 0-3. But it's just been that type of season, I think, for a lot of teams. Today, Washington, the Commanders, play balled out, when people probably thought the Bengals were going to, and Bengals are struggling. It's just been a wonky season. Minnesota up there. Who knew they were going to be 3-0? Sam Darnold was going to look like an MVP quarterback. I don't think any of us had that on our bingo card.
Not at all. Yeah, in another one, Panthers absolutely destroying the Raiders this weekend. The return of the, what do they call him? The red rifle, something like that, just he's coming back, and he looked great, and they just look like the better team, which is crazy to say because we just thought with Bryce at the helm it was just a bad team in general, but I don't know, maybe he was the problem after all. I'm not too sure. Obviously we have to see some consistency, and Dalton taking on some different teams, but that team looked great. The Bengals look all out of sorts. That's really weird to see. Maybe that Burrow injury is a little bit more to it than we think. And I know you prefaced on it too, last week, John. Jaden Daniels, what a baller. Man, like he's looking like the best rookie QB. He's doing it both ways, dual threat. And I was watching most of that game, and that last touchdown throw he had to McLaurin was just sweet, like just right on the money. They looked in sync, and he's just throwing it all around the field. And he's doing it against what we thought was a good Bengals team. So crazy.
He's looking like he's the front runner for rookie MVP or rookie of the year. He's doing well for that team. He's running it, he's using his legs. Today he showed his arm, because I think today was his first throwing touchdown. So, kudos to Jaden Daniels, because he also won the Heisman, so it shows why. What was it, him? It was, right?
It was, yeah.
So he's showing why he was a Heisman winner, what he could do. So kudos to him. But I think one of the other things I saw last week, and it was sort of a question I had, are Giants good or are the Browns just that bad? What do you think? Because Giants won, I was surprised,
Brutal.
but I'm debating.
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think the Browns are bad, and I think the one reason is Watson. I just don't think Deshaun has it. Like it's just gone. I think all that off the field issues that he had really just washed away his career in general. Obviously it didn't turn out being a good human being, but it just nothing's transitioned on the field whatsoever. Like he has weapons around him. The defense is solid. It's really good. But the defense can only do so much when they have to be out there so much. Those drives don't last long. There's just no flow. I mean, it seems like he throws, I don't know, 30 plus times a game, can't even break 200 yards.
No,
It's
he can't.
crazy. It's nuts. But and then on the other end, maybe there's some hope for the Giants. That running game is terrible though. Neighbors is the real freaking deal though.
He
Like,
is.
talk about rookie of the year front runner. He's
I think
close, but it's a QB award, of course. But
I think he's up there.
he looks super solid.
I think if the Giants make a run better than the Commanders, I think he could win it. If he keeps up the games the way he's doing. But yeah, he looks like a beast. Everything we saw are Hard Knocks, why the Giants took him, like all everything they were saying that he was probably the best wide receiver. I think it's all true. I think it really is all accurate.
Yeah.
So,
100%. Gosh, imagine if Saquon would have stuck around and he actually did that deal, because
Imagine.
Saquon's looking really good. And that would have been a much more formidable team. Daniel Jones looked better last week. I think he certainly did. You can't deny that. See if he can be somewhat consistent. That's the real trick. And to be honest, if you're going to win a division, that's the division to do it. Cowboys are having a clearly a down year. Really loving my under 500 bet we have going with Fidel and Danny right now on the Cowboys. That team, I don't know. That does not look good, but I think we kind of expected that. But Commanders way outperforming what was there. I was talking with your guys' cousin Johnny tonight. He hit me up regarding because he's a big Commanders fan, and
He is.
he was hitting me up just regarding how the team looks and stuff. And I was like, man, you guys got something in Daniels. The defense can be beat. That secondary is kind of rough, but he brought up a great point. Just, I don't know, just outscore them, high scoring games, and see if you can just beat them out. You have a young QB, you have weapons around him, two solid running backs. We'll see what happens with Eckler with that concussion. Hopefully he's all right, but that's a good, maybe a good start to a team there. New team, new coach, I mean, Dan Quinn, solid.
I'm excited to see them, and I think we have our guests here, so we're gonna move on in a bit. But I think the one
Perfect.
last note for the NFL episode I wanted to sort of talk about was, last week we sort of, I don't want to say we're jinxers because I feel like we might have, we talked a big game about Baker and then he had a pretty bad game, the team lost. So, I know we talked about Sam Darnold, looking like an MVP. I'm hoping not to jinx him. Richie would probably hate us if we jinx, his Vikings, but he's playing awesome. I hope he does well. I was always a fan of him, so we'll see how he does next week after us talking about him this week. Vikings fans, if they do
For
bad,
sure.
we apologize, but we also don't apologize because we're going to talk about it.
That's right. Yeah, we'll continue talking about it. Salt on the burn with me talking about my Niners today. Brutal, because I keep seeing videos over and over again about them. And just to preface really quick, because I know I hammered on Shanahan, the Vikings have their coach. I mean, the way he just makes every team so far successful over there. He's doing an outstanding job. I just think that clearly he's revigorated and reintroduced Sam Darnold and what the potential was from early on. And I just found out today Darnold's still only like 27 years old.
He's not
Man, that's
that.
crazy.
Yeah, he still
Maybe
could
the
have a
QB of the
career.
future.
Yeah, he could be. So,
Yes. Good for
but
him.
yeah,
That's cool.
but that's our mini, we call this 4.5 episode. We wanted to do a little take. Might do a few more of these every now and then when we see some major games, just come on here. If it's, especially if it's our team's losing, doing really bad, we might come back, do more vent sessions. But just our takes of this week in football. It's only week three early this season, but there's still a lot of football, but it's scary to see our teams lose. So, Tim, hopefully next week you guys have that bounce back, but we'll see.
Yeah, we
Awesome.
need it. We need it. We're both 1-2. Well, we can do this, Sean.
We got it.
Persevere.
We can still push through. But yeah, everybody watching this, please subscribe, comment, like our post. If you ever want to join the pod, even if our short football talk, let us know. We're always willing to have people in our third chair. So we'll see you guys later. Peace out.
Always. Thank you.
All right.